Aloha and welcome to Borifuli. My name is Jisani. If this is your first time here joining us on this podcast, I am so excited to welcome you. And if you are a returning listener, I am even more thrilled to be co-sharing in this space with you again. As you know, this podcast is really all about creating an intentional space for us to come back. To come back to what matters, to remind ourselves of what matters and what's meaningful to ourselves, to us in this life, in such a way that when we're on our deathbeds, we're not belaboring the point of wanting or desiring for a do-over. That when we are on our deathbeds of this lifetime, that we are proud of what we've experienced, how we showed up, and ready for the next chapter. In today's episode, I wanted to share with you a little bit about self-esteem, self-worth, and how some of us who appear to be the most confident, competent, most successful people in this world might truly on the inside struggle with this thing called self-confidence, self-esteem, or self-worth. In fact, this episode, the topic of today's conversation, was sparked because someone very important to me in my life recently told me that he struggles with self-esteem and self-worth. And I wish I could say it took me by surprise, which it did, but that lasted for maybe half a second, because I remembered that all of us struggle with this at one point or another in our lives. In fact, this is something that I struggled with most in a time of my life where everyone around me believed that I was this super confident superwoman, just this persona that people perceived surprised me, especially when I struggled with things like knowing my worth, wondering whether I belonged, wondering whether I loved myself. And no matter how many people in this world try and share with you what they've learned that helped them to feel more confident in themselves, no matter how many times people will tell you to fake it till you make it, self-esteem and self-worth is something that happens as a byproduct of knowing who you are. It doesn't happen by doing confidence exercises or doing your posture poses like Amy Cuddy has shown us in her research. Confidence is something that we can gain from personal experiences that tell us that we are competent, yes. But self-worth is a completely different beast. Valuing yourself and knowing who you are and what you're worth is something that doesn't happen because you put on a power pose. It's not something that you have inside because other people tell you you're worthy. In fact, it's actually quite the opposite. The more you grew up being told how handsome, how pretty, how smart, how great you were, the more likely you struggle with self-esteem and self-worth. Because self-esteem and self-worth isn't something that is given to you by anyone else. The more you try and accept it from other people, self-worth is actually diminished. Self-worth is an alternative or alternating state from how other people view you. So other people can view you as completely incompetent, and you might have the biggest self-worth of anyone in your circle of friends and family. You might be the most successful person in this world, however you want to define success, and still have the smallest amount of self-esteem or self-worth of the circle of friends and family that you have in your life. Self-esteem and self-worth only comes about when you start and you take on this path of inner journeying, of knowing who you are inside. You don't know your worth or your value unless you know what you are inside. And I'm extremely careful about doing self-inquiry exercises in a way that I make sure I don't use the words, who am I? I'm sure you've heard a lot of people, if you haven't already done so, of doing exercises, whether it's journaling, meditation, self-inquiry, where we ask ourselves, who am I? Wanting to know who you are is not the same as wanting to know what you are. Who you are is a personality, is an ego, is a collection of all of the experiences you've had in your life. Things that you've been told, things that you've experienced and learned in your life, things that you expect from this world is all a part of what we call ego. And when you ask yourself, who am I? The extent to your answers that will come back are within the confines or constraints of your ego. But as soon as you ask yourself the question, what am I? The experience, the exercise takes on a new level. It takes on a new experience. It takes on a new breath of air, of possibilities. When you ask yourself, what am I? And you do the inner work and you sit in stillness and you wait for the answer to come back, the most astonishing thing happens, because you begin to not just learn about how you're wired together, where you come from, why you're here, but you really begin to tap into this feeling, this vibration, and you begin to embody the knowing of what you are. And it's only when you begin to develop the sense of conviction of what you are and why you're here, and you really experience it, not just read it in a book, but you really experience it, then there is nothing in this world that can deprive you of self-worth. When you know how valuable you are, and it's different from knowing that you're important. When you tell yourself that you're important, you are telling yourself that you have certain expectations you need to measure up to, that you need to do certain things to be and have value. And when you tell yourself and you try and convince yourself of the fact, a very misguided fact, that you're important, all of your agenda is skewed and becomes distorted. Because then your approach becomes how do other people see me? How do I want to appear to others? And how do I measure up to that? Versus when you approach this aspect of really understanding who you are, not from I'm important, but I'm valuable, then everything changes. You don't have to do anything. You could just sit there and breathe, and you are valuable. In fact, in our society, in our culture today, we have such a hard time just sitting and being still. In fact, if I told you that I was going to take your phone away and take all of your electronics away, and your only job for the next hour was to just sit and be, a lot of you would probably break out into hives and have panic attacks. Just being content, aware, present is the very skill that you need to know your worth and your value. Your confidence might come from the doing and experiencing things that affirm and validate for you that you have become competent, that your skills have grown. But your self-worth and your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, only comes from exploring who you are inside. And if you want to explore yourself beyond your life expectations, life conditioning, stories, beliefs, narratives, and you really want to know who you are, change those words. It's not about who you are within the confines of your ego, but what you are. This is the fastest, most effective way that I found that has helped me to really tap into my worth and to know beyond the shadow of a doubt what my worth and my value is. It doesn't come from a mom or a dad that gave or showered me with love and the things that I needed. It can't be taken away from any life experience that other people might want to try and project their insecurities onto me by sharing that I'm not enough. No life experience outside of me can ever tell me or convince me otherwise, because I've done this exploration, the inner work. So I want to encourage you, challenge you today. Find the space in your calendar and plug it in. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 2 hours. But set a time to have a date with yourself. And whether you're doing it through meditation or journaling, sit in stillness for a little bit beyond outside of your distractions, and ask yourself, what am I? The last time I did this exercise, I had this fierce red energy come up, and she presented herself as a feminine energy, but it was actually really, really startling. The strength, the power that she held, I mean, fierce. I had never felt anything like that before in my life. She came up when I asked myself, what am I? It was extremely powerful and moving, and it helped me to become more aware of an aspect of myself that I had disconnected from because of my life experiences. So, if you're ready to do the work, if you want to call it shadow work, inner work, plug in a time this week. Set aside time in your calendar for an hour or so to have a date with yourself, no distractions, and ask yourself, what am I? And I dare you, when you experience the things that come up from that question, to try and feel not worthy, not enough. I hope this was helpful. Let me know not in the comments, but reach out to me. Let me know if you have any questions. In my email, it's jisun@bodhifully.com. It's jisun at bodhifully, bodhifully.com. Let me know if you have any questions that come up, or if you have any feedback, or you want to share a story of yours. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, fam, I'll see you on the other side.